From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iranian missiles fly close to U.S. carrier. U.S. military officials say Iran test-fired missiles Saturday that passed within 1,500 meters of the American aircraft carrier, the USS Harry S. Truman. The carrier was passing through international shipping lanes in the Strait of Hormuz. There were several other vessels in the area. The officials called Iran's actions highly provocative. They said Iran's Navy gave a radio announcement less than an hour before firing the missile, telling ships to steer clear of the area. Iraqi military officials say Sunni tribal fighters are helping hold territory in Ramadi. Small pockets of resistance remain in the city after Iraqi forces recaptured the main government complex. Resistance is apparently heavier than first anticipated. Throngs of voters lined up at polling stations early Wednesday in the capital of the Central African Republic, ready to elect a new president and parliament. Katerina Heya reports.
Expectations were high in Bangui ahead of Wednesday's vote. Outside one polling station in the neighborhood of Castor, near the city center, impatient voters hoping to turn a page on the country's three-year-long conflict lined up before dawn. Voters at some stations had to wait an extra hour due to last-minute logistical problems. Katerina Heye, Bangui.
Brussels mayor has canceled the Belgian capital's annual New Year's Eve celebration because of a terrorism threat. Mayor Yvan Meyer said, according to a crisis center analysis, it would not be possible to screen the tens of thousands of people who are expected to turn out. Belgian police arrested two people earlier this week, suspected of plotting a New Year's Eve terrorist attack. Meanwhile, Turkey has detained two suspected members of the Islamic State believed to be planning a New Year's attack in Ankara. This is VOA News.